I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
Hey, look at that. It's another week of RSN Live coming to you. Live from my amazing studio. Yeah, this is Voice with, again, another slowly stupefying edition of RSN Live. So, before I forget, because I forgot last week and I felt kind of stupid for it, this is mainly for the people who are listening into the podcast, which we are recording. Good. So, the show is live, just for you, you know, in case you podcasters are curious. You can download. You already know where to download the podcast from, but for the people who are watching live, you can download the podcast at rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org, because at the moment Radio Sega seems to be unable to get my new podcasts up. I have no idea when they're going to fix that. I'm going to assume it's going to be a while, so, you know, I have no idea when they're going to fix that. I hope they will eventually fix that, because it's kind of... Let's face it, who has heard of RSN outside of, like, the 12 people I normally talk to? So, Radio Sega is kind of a little bit more exposure, yeah. Anyways, so, for the people who are listening to the podcast, this is a live show, and you can actually participate, and to do that... All you need to do is go to my website, rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org, click watch and participate, and you'll be able to watch the stream live. You'll be able to talk in the Twitch chat for this. You'll be able to chat in the chat rooms, which I believe does give you a list of other, like, all the network information is on there. Go ahead and use that. And of course, Mumble. Mumble is more and more becoming a key part of this, because unlike the other shows where people use Skype to do all that stuff, I use Mumble. And it's worked quite well for me so far, considering Skype couldn't even, you know, load itself properly on Linux. Also, a quick show note for you folks who are watching the Twitch stream. The audio may get a little bit choppy. That's because I am trying out a new audio processor called Gemin. Before I used to use, Jackrack. Gemin is a little more advanced, and as a result of that, it's sucking up way more CPU power than the last one. And because of that, I'm seeing, like, a whole bunch of errors going out to the, a whole bunch of error messages from the stream going out to the desktop, which is streaming the audio. But I assure you, if you listen to it on the radio stream and in the podcast, there will be no audio problems. So, just putting that out there. Just a quick programming note before you guys start going crazy on me and like, whoa, what's going on? Yeah, I know the voice stream is choppy. I just explained it. I will investigate what's up with that. I think I have a relatively good idea of what's causing it. And I can't fix it right now, unfortunately. unfortunately. So you'll just have to, you know, grit your teeth and bear with it. So yeah, all that fun stuff. For those of you who are listening on the radio stream, again, check out the website rsnlive.randomselectnet.org that has more information under the watch and participate link, where you can find out how to chat with us, all that other stuff. I have a link to Mumble on there, so you can go ahead and set up Mumble on your computer and join us in a little bit. So, without further ado, I think we're going to go ahead and waste time as I start looking for music again. That's how cool I am. Let's see. One second. There it is. We're just gonna find some general music, and since I had this playing for some reason earlier, again, I was testing out, that's how I knew that there was gonna be these weird audio choppiness things. You guys are gonna get to listen to that as well. Wow, that's a 10-minute music break. That is insanely long, but whatever. This is RSN Live. Voice.
My map and it shows some place I wanted to go.
Packed up my stuff, set out for adventure.
I know that your lucky color is that cool shade.
Put my
blue.
Painting myself blue for you.
I guess I'm so easy to understand. I just do whatever comes to me naturally. Alright, I do understand the feelings of a person.
Stinks looks so cute.
Also, apparently Twitch is insanely delayed tonight. Again, that's Twitch. That's just Twitch being Twitch. There's no night in the past, like, 4 months that Twitch hasn't screwed something up. So, just understand, it's Twitch. All these problems, except for the choppy audio, is Twitch. What to do now? So, here's the other part. So I've been given a fanfic to read, but at the same time, I have been told I cannot read it unless a certain person is in attendance on either Mumble, Twitch, or just in general the whole. That's why did I click that link? Thank you, Shaddix. Thank you. Now my eyes need to be burned out. Anywho, because I'm trying to restart the the fanfic reading, and I've been given a fanfic that I can't read because a certain person is not in attendance tonight. Let's see. Hold on. We can do this. Fanficfiction.net. There's like no search, so let's do Sonic. Sonic Hedgehog. Can't be more awkward than Sonic dancing alone to rap music. Let's see. Search options. There's like, let's see. Do we really wanna go on the adult side? Well, all the fun stuff happens on adult side, don't you know? I'm looking. This has, this has entirely the possibility to just be disturbing as hell. Let's view it. Oh, and it's in chapters! Oh, right! So, I'm looking at the Twitch chat right now. Tell me what you, tell me what you think of this. I'm also looking in the IRC. By the way, welcome to the IRC. So, I've got a fanfic, a Sonic the Hedgehog fanfic before me. This is entitled Chris the Hedgehog. Now, before we go any further, let's read the synopsis of this, shall we? And I know right away that Rax is gonna, like, stab somebody. So, Chris Thorndike is turned into a hedgehog. How will Sonic and friends react? I gotta wait now 5 seconds because of the goddamn Twitch delay. So, this is in chapters, of course. And it's a Sonic X-based fanfiction. And everyone hates Chris. I don't know. I mean, let's see, Oh man, this one has too many words. This other one I'm looking at has over 33,000 words. Let's see, we got Hedgehog Yowie. Sonic the Werehog meets Edward Cullen. But that's 256, that's too short! Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog. Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog. You know, I... Alright, so now it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up between Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog or Chris the Hedgehog. What are we gonna try? Uh, You know what? I'm going to make an executive decision here. I agree. I think Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog would indeed be worse. But here's something else to consider. Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog is, in one chapter, has 331 words. Meanwhile, Chris the Hedgehog is 1,001 words long in three chapters. So, you know, I mean, do we want to drag one out, or do we just want to get one done? I guess it'd be good to do the short version, just so that next week... So that next week, we can try this other fanfic, provided said person who's not in attendance tonight is actually in attendance. So, and here's the thing. I actually wiped out all of the music that I had in my playlist for reading fanfiction. So you'll have to excuse me a second while I come up with music to play in this section. No. We're not using that. Give me a second. You can listen to the options music. Let's see here. I'm thinking. I gotta find more music. Oh, well, holy shit, there's people been chatting this entire time, and Twitch decided to not work. let's keep going. I know it's here somewhere. I'm doing a search. I like doing searches. But this might end up, you know... found it. Okay, so let's go ahead and bump the track back over here. If it tries downloading in Chrome, I may suggest that you try to load the MP4 stream in a media player, such as, I don't know, VLC or Winamp. Just a hunch, a suspicion. A recommendation that it might work better in one of those players. It shouldn't. There is no M3U. It's the straight stream file. So, all right. I already clicked this over here. So, all right. We're gonna read Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog if I can refine it. Hold on one second. Where are you, Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog? I know you're here somewhere. See, I scrolled and now I'm missing it. So, toilet. See, you know what? I'm gonna have to skip that one because I can't pronounce some of these names without butchering them horribly. And I don't wanna, you know, butcher things horribly. So, we're just gonna go ahead and, yeah, we're just going to go with Chris the Hedgehog. I'm making an executive decision. All right? Chris the Hedgehog. No, we're not going that. All right, fine. You know what? Fine. Well, first off, this is written so badly. Oh, this is what I signed up for. Okay. Fine, we're going to do Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog, which is... rated M for my fucking god. The synopsis for this is... The synopsis for this is Sonic becomes toilet due to not being worth anything anymore. So... Oh, and this was published recently, too, on 7/20 of 2013. And this was done by Mr. or Mrs. I don't know, the internet kind of just... plays with people's minds at this point. Pinnacle 441. So, let's get started, shall we? Alright. So, like I said, this is Sonic... Oh, before I start. We gotta get that out of the way. Alright, so Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog. By Pinnacle441. It was years since Sonic last released a good game. In his reboot failing, Sega needed to regain the money, without a Y, that they spent on him. So they saw that Shigeru Miyamoto, I fucked up that name, needed a toilet. So Hey took Sonic and turned him into Toilet and sold him to Shigeru. "No, please, I don't want to be a toilet," Sonic screamed, trying to roll into a ball. Little did he know balls would be dipped in him. "No, Sonic, you'll become shit. We must sell you to Shigeru." "Maybe you be in Mario game," said Sega employees. "No, please, I beg of you, I am so thirsty, Gak," cried Sonic with fast tears. "Hey, Sonic, guess what," said Shigeru Miyamoto, as he stared at Sonic with lustful eyes. "What?" asked Sonic with his voice trembling in fear. "The anus, Asian's anus. Is the music too loud? Alright, we'll turn it down." Yeah, I can't do anything on that one. So. I'm not restarting reading this, just so you know. And my voice is well enough to carry over this, so we're good, alright? So we ended with Asian's anus. Alright. "I gotta shit fast," laughed Shigeru Miyamoto. "Everyone evacuate," yelled the Sega staff as they ran from his mighty cornhole. "No, please don't leave me," screamed Sonic with fast emotions rushing through him. "I had mushrooms for lunch." "You're about to get a one-up, Sonic," taunted Miyamoto. Mortor. Sonic screamed as Miyamoto took a dump in Sonic's now mouth, and Sonic tried to scream, but he gagged as the mountain of mushroom-flavored fecal matter ran down through his teeth, pouring onto his tongue and down his throat. He was forced to swallow it. He gagged and coughed afterwards. "Never should have had that ramen. Damn my Asianness," screamed Shigeru as he tried to take a shit, clinching onto Sonic's fur. "Come on, Sonic, step it up," taunted Mia Carrot as he let out more turd down Sonic's throat. Sonic could feel it burning into his gums as he screamed in horror and disgust. It was a bitter taste. He could taste some mushroom in it. "Why?" cried Sonic with tears. "'Cause Mario is better," yelled Shigeru as he let out one last bowel movement into Sonic's mouth. And... alright. That was one of the more disturbing things, but whatever. Was it worth it? I don't know. Yes, Sonic is clearly made of plastic. Yeah, I better take another sip. Okay. So, that was Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog. Yes, that was it. I told you, it was 331 words. It was a short one. It was a shorty. So, I will read some more next week, Tales of the Fox, as he asks me to read more. I don't feel the need to read that much fan fiction because let's face it, you get no refunds. There are no refunds. There are no refunds for the show. All right. Man. Okay, what other music shall I play here? Let's see. Keep in mind I don't have much new music, so that is how it is. Starlight Carnival. Alright. So, this is Voice Arson Live. I shall be returning shortly, and after that, we will begin the mumbling.
in power sneakers. To look that good just ain't that easy.
Time to open up the lines, as it were. So let me go ahead and just click the. There we go. Now Mumble should be live. And now I have to unmute myself. There we go. Now we're on. All right.
No, no. I have an active Skype call.
Do you have an active Skype call?
Shush. You didn't hear that.
Nope. It's recorded, dude. It's recorded.
Yeah, that was all lies and slander.
You know nothing.
I know everything.
Refresh the page.
Lies. You know nothing.
So
I don't want you to know about me using Skype.
So first off, you two aren't getting refunds.
But.
So
I do want that 25% coupon off Pootie.
So, for everyone who's listening, that's kind of like, who the hell are these guys? So, of course, this is Mumble that I have live. And, right now I have Rax, who never says anything because apparently he's afraid of being recorded. I've got Tails the Fox on. And I've got, Woe21. So what's up?
Didn't we already figure out why Rax doesn't talk? I believe we explained it.
No, I'm sticking to he doesn't want that he doesn't want to be recorded.
Okay, then I'll come down with that. It says, okay, that's my new one too. Question for everything.
Apparently, Will 21 is putting the call on hold.
Shush. No one's gonna know.
Isn't that what we do with telemarketers?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's not putting it on hold fast enough.
This guy falls apart without Trekkie here. By the way, that's the missing party.
Yes,
I'm also missing a certain, I believe the person is called Shaddix is missing.
Mr. Shaddix should get his ass here.
I don't think he's gonna.
We need him.
Yeah, but he's too lazy.
I think he's hiding off line. I see Little Red is on the server.
Oh.
The Mumble server.
I'm gonna go and tell him to move to...
Has moved to the not RSN Live channel. You know, it's kind of funny because Will 21 is now muted until I unmute him. I could totally mess with that, but I won't because I'm a cool person. Alright.
Stop it.
Y'all know you cool.
Yeah. Alright, so everyone's on now.
Yay.
So, I don't know what you guys want to talk about, because I am completely out of ideas. Other than, I'd like to know when Radio Sega is going to fix their messy.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Just don't.
Just don't.
I can hear myself. Damn it, Rax.
It's because,
damn it, Rax.
Goofing around.
Hey, you scheduled it.
I didn't schedule anything.
You scheduled everything.
Bullshit, I saw it on your day planner.
Bop.
And now I've got music in the background, so I'm confused.
Well, that's from obvious person over there.
Yeah, Little Red, your music is kind of cutting through.
My, okay, hold on one second.
Yeah.
Let me look here.
Music's on RSN.
I don't know. We could talk about the new piece of recording equipment you got today. Chat voice, you said you got like another recording deck or something?
It's not a recording deck, it's an audio processor.
Which kills RSN, that's what it does. I knew this was gonna happen.
Oh yeah, I also saw that, that was funny.
It didn't kill anything. You guys
you
just
did.
Don't
that's
know how to listen properly.
Gets choppy audio.
It just
everyone gets choppy audio.
You just don't know how to listen.
Jack.
No, it's probably some kind of, like, processing, like, issue. Where also audio out doesn't have enough CPU priority.
Set the priority to real time or get a better laptop.
I've been trying to, but see, I'm not root, so I can't do that on the laptop without internet DJ console crashing out on me. So it's up to all to work on.
Put everything on the desktop and run XenVM with Twitch on it and find a way to make the webcam work? I don't know.
No. What I'm gonna try next is I'm just gonna like stream this to a local server.
That's
and
then
gonna, have the
desktop grab it. There's gonna be a huge delay.
There's already a huge delay. Look what Skype's or Twitch is doing.
No. I mean, the sync delay with video and audio.
True.
I don't know.
There's gonna be dump two syncs issues. It's gonna be horrible.
Oh boy.
I don't know. All I'm
is it
saying
working
is
a little bit better?
Important.
Yeah, it is better.
All I'll say is this software gives me a little more finer control, and I find myself to be kind of a quality freak. So. You will all suffer. Actually, it doesn't sound bad in the recording or the radio stream, so it's just Twitch being kind of goofy. Actually, no, it's not Twitch. I could tell it's the audio stream from the laptop to this desktop, because I'm getting a whole bunch of messages that look like if it would stop goofing up for a second.
Don't you have an actual cable?
Yeah, I do have a cable. That's what it's doing.
Then why is it lagging? Does it like have an output problem? Because it should be lagging on your headset too, if that's the case. Wait, Choppy, sorry.
They're currently... Supposedly, OBS, which is the system I do use, is going to eventually come out with a Linux port, so that's what I'll do.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Where the stress is being put on in the future. It's, on the word, we will.
Hey, I mean, think how long it took for, like, Valve to release the Linux ports for Left 4 Dead. And we already knew they had them.
Twitch, technically, if you know how the technology behind Twitch works, technically it is a program. It's an application.
Can't you use FFmpeg back to broadcast?
I don't know. But,
I think it can be done. But then if the point...
You do realize that I'm kind of like... What's the word I'm thinking of? I'm doing this in a way that's very, unusual.
Unorthodox?
It's complicated. Yeah, I guess you could do that. I guess you could say that. See, you guys over at Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo, you guys keep using SAM. Which apparently keeps
don't
crashing.
Don't look at me, don't look at me. And crash is because of reasons, you know.
Yeah.
But see, I'm using Linux, and there is no SAM for Linux, and because I refuse to use Wine,
You do good?
I use the software that is available to me on Linux for free, and I don't have to jump through hoops. How much is SAM? Let's
$200.
$200 for a piece of streaming software that apparently loves to crash.
Yes.
A lot.
So, here I'm using, Internet DJ console.
The DJs to switch to Linux. I'll freaking do it.
Yeah, so the free trial is free. Let's see.
There's a light version, but it includes. There's a limit on how many tracks you can add. It's stupid.
Yeah. Okay, so the plus version is 150 for a limited time. The pro version is 200. The studio sorry, 300. It's 300.
300 what?
You could do a payment plan for $106 three payments of, so you're paying up the ass for that. Let's see, and then there's the studio version for $700.
No, just leave a few the studio version on the side.
So
I think we're using the pro version if I remember correctly.
So I'm using Internet DJ console, which comes for free. It's only crashed on me once.
It needs special skills though to compile with FFmpeg AAC+ support.
Not necessarily. There are packages for Mint available.
For Mint.
And Ubuntu and Debian, that stuff. And then that requires Jack. Again, all that software comes with it if you do an app.
Doesn't it come with ALSA?
ALSA is the main video audio driver, but right now it's
audio. Oh, right, sorry. Okay. I'm confusing stuff.
In addition to that, I am pumping the audio through audio processing software called Jammin, which is what's making ALSA out all choppy because, like, whoa, this is way too much. I can't process this.
Well...
I'm looking at it right now, and it says it's running 239 instances.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
X runs. 240. We're at 240 X runs. I think I'm talking out of my ass here. I'm not sure what X runs is. Let's take it. No, I don't want to offer you feedback, Sam. So, let's see. It's a buffer under or overrun.
How many overruns or underruns are you getting?
243.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's for the entire show. Now, keep in mind, the show's been on for now 54 minutes and 48 seconds. So that's actually not too bad. And again, Twitch, I've only dropped 5 frames, so that's not that bad.
That's
so
cool.
But here's the other thing. So all the software for free, yeah, it takes a little bit more time to set it up, but I've gotten to the point...
There is a problem, though.
I've gotten to the point where I can get this all up and running in 10 minutes.
Skype requires Pulse Audio.
That's why I use Mumble.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, not... To be honest, not many people use Mumble. And Mumble is mostly for gaming anyway.
Well, that's their fault. Maybe when Tox comes out, it will be, you know, a better situation.
Yeah, let's hope.
But
let's
until then, Skype doesn't work well on Linux, so we're using Mumble.
Yeah, but see, if it was a Skype thing, then I think more people would join this RSN Live.
You gotta work for it. You gotta earn your spot on RSN Live.
Run a VM on the Windows machine or something, I don't know. Just run a VM with Windows on it. You can do it on your laptop. Wait, you have 2 laptops? No, you don't.
I have a laptop. I actually do have 2 laptops, but...
Well, that's it. Install a VM on it with Windows XP.
So you want me
Skype
to run 3 computers at the same time?
Yes.
At that point, it's becoming a little more convoluted than it should be. I'm already using 2 computers to do this. I'm sure you guys over at Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo, like, only use 1 computer for this. So I'm already, like, involving...
This is why you use Windows.
Oh, don't worry. They use, like, a computer that has, like, 4 CPUs attached to it.
I'm literally... You guys are using virtual audio cables. I'm literally using a patch cable.
Oh, God. I hate virtual audio cables. They are a pain to the ass if I want super duper correct audio. No lie.
See? But here's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Jack Audio is pretty good about that. I mean, I was using Jack
Tails?
Rack, and there was no, you know, what do you call it? There was no jittery involved. So, it's right now it's a processing problem. I'll look into it.
This is why you
sure
need an 8-core CPU.
I don't know how many cores is running. How many is it?
Yeah.
It's running 4 cores right now.
This is 4 cores with another 4 cores attached to it. It's really bad.
I mean, I guess I could revert the order because the desktop is an 8-core.
Or you can use Windows. And also it tells about the virtual audio cable thingy. You should get an actual patch cable and put it from line out to line in.
Well, let's put it this way.
Yeah,
Jack Audio. Jack Audio is literally it's like an actual like studio audio rack. You know what I mean?
I've used Jack previously, yes. I know what it is.
With SAM and virtual audio cable, all you're getting there is the ability to modify the audio a little bit and patch in an application, like make a virtual audio card. With Jack, you're pretty much making this huge-ass rack of audio ports. And you're just plug-and-play and everything, and it seems to work pretty well. Last time I tried to use virtual audio cable, I think that's the first time I started banging my head into the desk hard enough to actually cause damage.
I'm actually using virtual audio cable right now. Have you noticed it?
I have not noticed it, but, you know, you're one of the few people who's managed to get it working. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
I will now play the appropriate track for that.
Oh.
No, you can't hear it.
Probably.
So.
Let's hope it gets fed through Skype. Mumble. Oh my god. My brain is derping.
Apparently.
My brain derped the first time I had to use 3 clients to do one of these shows with you guys.
But see, here's the thing. I'm only using 1 client, and everything's working nicely.
I heard a ding. Did someone unmute or something? Oh, someone's tapping.
Someone's doing things.
I hear dings when someone is typing and Microsoft Anna narrating them.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yes.
So, anyways, I guess my whole point in this ramble is that you guys are, like, going around, like, all these hoops and whatnot because of Sam, and I've got a streaming solution that's only really crapped out on me once. Only once. And the only problem I'm getting right now is due to a processing conflict between Ulsa Out and Jack. So, you know...
People are afraid of Linux as far as I know.
Everyone's afraid of Linux. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Because people don't... Because people ask, how do I computer?
I haven't installed Linux on this PC yet because I'm too lazy.
So... I will say this, there's only one drawback, and that drawback is, for some reason, AAC can only be streamed at a maximum of 64 kilobits per second, and I know you guys seem to enjoy 96 for some reason.
I think we can stream in 128 too.
Yeah,
and no, we dropped the 96 thing a long time ago, because of issues.
See,
yeah,
I mean,
with Gabby.
What are you guys streaming at now?
Everything goes at 64 kilobits, except Saturday Night Sega, which goes at 56.
Well, see, then there wouldn't be a problem here because Internet DJ Console supports, you know, AAC version 2 up to 64 kilobits. So,
who are you trying to convince? Me? I'm already convinced. I just can't do anything about it.
I know that. Friggin', I know Forever Exotic listens to this eventually once in a while. Gabby, Nintendo Jack. I'm just saying, you know, all the pain and suffering caused by Sam.
At least I managed to switch to Icecast. That's an improvement.
Yeah, and you guys didn't, you know. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but you guys didn't really read the documentation properly, because I remember reading you guys complaining about, it's not working with Sam. Sam only works with Shoutcast.
Literally, Sam...
Sam works with Icecast.
Sam 4.2, which is what almost everyone uses, does not have the option on Icecast to broadcast, to add a prefix to the metadata.
Well, here's the thing.
You just can't do it.
Here's the thing.
It's not possible.
Here's the thing. There is an option in Icecast called Shoutcast Compat that basically makes it mimic Shoutcast's protocol.
I know. So I tried it.
And it didn't work?
It worked. It was just... Sometimes it wouldn't even work. I mean, it wouldn't start.
See?
Sam would disconnect. I don't know why.
See?
Don't look at me.
Oh, Sam.
Silly Sam.
Silly Sam.
Silly, I say.
So, I guess I got the name of this podcast now. I'm just going to call it Silly Sam. Alright, it's actually 7:03. So, I think it's time to start wrapping this show up.
Aww.
So, I'm going to go ahead and... mute myself as soon as I get Mumble up.
I did check my Sam
and?
Out, and on my version 4.9, and I saw,
yeah, 4.9 has it.
Yeah,
it's just that 4.2 doesn't have it. Whoa, wait, when did you get 4.9? Actually, how much did you pay for it?
Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and mute this. There we go. Just mute before we start saying stuff that can be listened to by certain companies, shall we? Okay. So... Let me find some ending music here. Because this is RSN Live, and I need to end RSN Live. So, give me a moment. You know, screw it. We'll use this. And we'll use the FLAC version. Fuck yeah, we love FLAC. FLAC is amazing. I don't know why people don't use FLAC more often. So, until next week, this is Voice RSN Live. I will catch you later. We'll be right back.
You are listening to RSN.